Talk coming to you live. And it is Friday night. It's a 3/18/2022. They don't ever want me on Skype for some reason. There's all kind of trouble getting me back on for, I don't know. So now it looks like I could get right back on, but be that as it may. Let me tell you this, everybody out there, let me hear you say it. How's your brackets? How's your brackets? So while World War III is a-fixing to be a-morning, while we got Gog-Magog War starting and brewing and already storming, all right? The brackets you should be worrying about out there, and I like basketball, I played it as a young man. Up through eighth grade, you know, but the fact is that the brackets you should be worrying about are the shelf brackets that you should be putting up that are heavier duty in your garage, your basement, or in the attic, or wherever, to load on more supplies, more soup, more vegetables, more fruit, extra long-term storage food in the box or can or the bag, okay? Pallets of rice, you can stack them up, get them off the floor. And that's the kind of brackets you should be worrying about. Because I'll tell you, you know, we talked about the interesting Indianapolis Walmart Distribution Center, right? The Wally World Distribution Center. With the big thick smoke and everything on fire. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting is that also this week, and it may give you an idea of who might be involved, who might be involved with the deal. Let's see. I'll click on it right here. Taiwan News. Huge fire breaks out at the Carrefour. Care, A-C-A-R-R-E-F-O-U-R, Care, or logistics center in northern Taiwan. Carrefour Yangmi Logistics Center and Distribution Center. And then also as well as that, apparently the big Costco over there burned. And it was a huge, huge, huge fire. And it seemed like it went up just real quickly, all right? Which is the same thing that happened in Indianapolis. Although already over in Taiwan, the fire department appears to have started on the first floor of a two-story structure. There are no hazardous items apparently inside, but in the Indianapolis fire, the bat F. You're back on the back of the firearms and closing. The bat F is now in charge of investigating the Indianapolis Regional Distribution Center. All right, and which is the Walmart food and all their stuff and supplies. But why is that the BATF doing it when the local fire marshal from Indianapolis and the state fire marshal who are in the states are always really good, usually within a period of a few hours, can give you the cause of the blaze? So why is now the BATF in charge of the cover-up? Because you never know, it could be a red Chinese guy that did it, or a Russian guy that did it. And if those people are still paying the big guys 10%, well, then you can't have any of that, because, you see, Biden said, I told you last night, that he told all the intelligence people that the Chinese are no longer constitute a threat, an espionage threat to the United States. And what that means is hands off, don't send me any reports about Red China. I handle all that on them telephone calls where I'm going to take she to the woodshed behind the gymnasium, you know? And say, well, see, I can help you out if maybe Hunter sells a few more paintings. Allegedly. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of food supply being attacked. And, you know, this is in Taiwan. Cui bono, who benefits? Well, Red China would benefit because it would weaken Taiwan, you see. Would weaken Taiwan, all right, with food supply and that kind of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is logistics and supply that helps to win the war. Let me tell you, it takes guts and firepower and the charge ahead and good planning, but I'm going to tell you, one of the keys is logistics, getting supplies, ammunition, food, water, medical supplies, nuclear, biological, and chemical gear, you see, all right, to the right places. Now, I understand that I was reading or hearing a report on TV earlier today, and they were talking about somebody who had been a merc or mercenary, I believe perhaps either a British or an American, I think it might have been a British guy, got out and had told the reporters, they didn't really say his name, and he went on TV, which is smart, but all of the, he says that inside going on in Ukraine, that Willie Peter is being used, white phosphorus rounds and shells and items. Willie Pete's being used, and that means that stuff will just burn its way right through anything. Human beings, bones, you know, the side of the roof, whatever it is, all right? I want to let you know is that they're using Willie Pete. Well, then that's wild stuff, okay? It's warfare, all right? And, you know, to counter that, you've got the Ukrainians using the Molotov cocktails, which is only fitting because of Colonel Molotov helped to invent those during the Russian Revolution, right? So I'm telling you, this stuff is getting ready to come to America sooner or later. And as to who exactly will come to your house to perhaps get your guns, it might be that same Fat F, who is apparently, according to a Texas congressman, has over a billion records of all the purchases and sales and all the stuff. Now, I could have told you that back in the 90s. Because I recall shooting at the local, one of the local shooting shops, you know, where you got the range and everything. The guy that was there, who was my buddy at the range, who was worked in the store, he told me that the Bad F back then, and this would have been, oh, I don't know, maybe 92 or somewhere around in there, 93 maybe, had come in and demanded to see all of the records. And they said, well, what do you mean, demand? Well, you just give us the records or you're going to have problems, okay? And so they say, okay, well, can you take a portion of them at a time? Well, we're going to take this portion here, and then we'll bring it back. We'll bring the other portion. So what they did is they took the actual physical records from the store, okay, of all the forms when you fill out the purchase firearm and all of that, and they went and digitized all of them. They came back, got the others until, in a completed cycle, they digitized all of the records of this substantial, you know, in terms of numbers of firearms sold annually, business, all right? So it had everybody's name, address, phone number, social security number, bop, 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 all right? So the ATF has got everything, and then by now they've given all that to the Red Chinese. Giving it all to the Red Chinese, or the Red Chinese and one of their hack attackees has taken all of it. You recall that the entire records of the U.S. government employment system, including all of the military, all of the intelligence, yeah, any of you guys are in intelligence agencies or who worked in military intelligence or whatever, all of your records, including your records that don't exist, including those records that don't exist or the mission that you would deny even if they showed you pictures of you on the mission, all of those things are in the possession of the Red Chinese, plus the entire Social Security record system and most of the healthcare record systems. Let's just say that they have every doggone thing. Meanwhile, the NSA is helping them by going after them, their parents and white supremacists and all them people, you know. All them people that are after this, that, or the other, you know. They don't go after the Red Chinese or the Russians because they're paying the big lug to the boys, all right? And you got General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, going to warn the Chinese general before we attack them. Well, that's some kind of pink jockstrap love or something like that, ain't it? And I'll tell you what, that's about what it is. Lighten the loafers or whatever. I don't care what the patch of his original unit, Screaming Eagles, on his shoulder has to say, okay? This guy has turned into something else, all right? Yet he was the one at one point when he kind of came into the mix that told the truth. He told a group of young people at a university, a lot of them were master's degree people who are going to go into the DOD and that kind of stuff, or into the intelligence community. Some of them military people who are getting their master's or their PhD, that kind of stuff. It's a university in D.C., Maryland area. I forget the name of it. But he told them, this back, maybe 8-10 years ago. He said, well, the next enemy that you're going to have to really fight is going to be the little green men. The little green men. And he was not kidding, you see. So all of these people know what they're up to. They know they're working for Lucifer, and they know what's going to get ready to happen. Now, I'm going to tell you, you'd better be ready for when stuff that comes onto this planet, you know, it's going to scare the heck out of you. It's going to scare you so bad you'll probably die. All right? And meanwhile, you see, the economy is just wonderful and everything's wonderful. And they're going to send checks to people in Maine, people in California to compensate, you know, for the gasoline price. They're going to send the people that don't use cars. All right. This is so crazy. It is Wild Weasel. It is Bizarre Land, Bizarro Land. Remember Superman comics? They used to have the Bizarro world where everything was totally like square-headed or oblong, nothing round. Everything was square or rectangular, you know? Sort of like, the new head woman swimmer is really a man, you know? But he identifies as a girl, you know? Ah, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this kind of stuff will just take you over the link. All right, yes. Fauci man wants to come back in and tell you we might have to lock you back down. We've got a new variant in Red China. Right. Is that the one they released at the Olympics? And then if you read the news, what did the Lord Jesus talk about in Matthew 24? He talks about wars, rumors of wars. He talks about famines, doesn't he? Famines. That means you ain't got enough to eat. Or anything to eat. And then he also talks about pestilences, right? Well, what's interesting is that now the talk and a lot of articles are about Ebola. And apparently there's different types of Ebola, which we know that. You can even know that from Outbreak. They call it Mataba or Catawba or whatever, Mataba or whatever, remember? But, you know, there's Marburg type, and there's this type, and there's that type, and the other type, right? Well, I'm going to tell you, that is being discussed, and they're talking about utilizing possibly a vaccine that is spread, that transmits the vaccine, and that it goes from population to population in the wild. In the wild, of course, in terms of wild animals that might get Ebola, okay? And they're citing Spanish research by Spanish doctors that went out on an island and they inoculated, they put chips in the heads of the bodies of certain rabbits, and some they inoculated, some they did not. And then they turned them loose to the population, they waited a month or two or whatever. And, oh, lo and behold, the ones that weren't, you know, that had the chip but weren't vaccinated, okay, well, they, those rabbits had also got the vaccine. And I thought about that. I said, well, isn't that interesting? This vaccine, the booster and all the stuff they just gave to everybody, the Spikevax sheds to people who are unvaxxed, doesn't it? And when you're around a lot of people who are vaccinated, but you're unvaxxed, you tend to get the stuff from them that's shed onto you. And then you have potential, if you don't do the steps possibly to mitigate it, you know, taking the right stuff, taking ivermectin and taking the D3, the zincs, the vitamin C, all the different stuff that you can take to try to get rid of the crap or the effects of the vaccine. And so they've already done that to us. Now, I was going to tell you also, for all you people who say, well, I need to get me a Tyvek F suit or better and a gas mask. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty hard to find any of them in stock. You can look it up and look it up for yourself. Some of the biggest sellers of them, I've tried to talk to you about approved gas masks, and I'm just going to look them up right now. Because I was told, well, Hawk, you know, you're talking about these people, they got none of it in stock. Well, that's because somebody is going in and buying it all up. Buying it all up. Governments. U.S. government, Israel, whoever it might be, all right? And the reason that is because there is a real threat. There is a real threat. Well, you don't think that. Well, the bankers, the local bank, the smart boys, the country club boys, they'll tell you something different. All right. But I've had a hard time finding some of them. Now, Myra, the Myra Safety, they have, and boy, I tell you, the price has gone way up on them, on all of this stuff. But usually you're finding that what used to be, oh, I don't know. Let me just take a look right here. I'm going to click on what I was talking about, approvedgasmask.com. What used to be a price that was, you know, not too bad for a particular thing. You could get an Israeli civilian gas mask kit for about $79-$80, something like that. They had the child mask. Let me just click on this. I'll click on this particular mask here. And let's see what it says here. I'm going to try to add it to the cart. I don't have a cart, but let's see if I add it to the cart. We regret to inform you the product you have selected, Israeli civilian gas mask kit with filter, is currently out of stock. Well, when you check on almost all of their masks, they're currently out of stock. Let me just see here. Let me see here. Let me just go down and check to see on this one. I'll try. Let's see. I'll try this one right here. Another one. Domestic preparedness mask, $159.99 was $189. Let's see. Let's see. We're going to add it to the cart. Regret to inform you the product. So they don't have anything. Basically, ApprovedGasMask.com, which is one of the biggest sellers, doesn't have it. When I click on Myra, M-I-R-A, safety products, let's see here. Let's see what they've got. And I'm going through this real time just to let you know, because a lot of people said, hey, I need to get this stuff, but it's, you know, what have you. And let's see here. Here it is. Considering the developing situation in Europe, we are experiencing a drastic surge in orders and inquiries. The current lead time for in-stock products, that means they're not in stock, but they're going to make them, is 2 to 3 weeks. If you are not comfortable with waiting, please refrain from ordering anything on our website. So they're telling you, stick it. If you don't want to wait 2, 3 weeks or 4 weeks or however long they're going to take, well, then you don't order anything from us, all right? So that is basically the good quality. You need new quality masks and new high-grade full Seaburn NBC, type filters, all right? And those filters themselves now, like the Seaburn Gas Mask Filter NBC 77, the 40-millimeter thread, 20-year shelf life, but Myra, which is a high-quality deal, they're $79.99 each filter. I remember when that used to be about $39 each filter, and, that is the case. But you've got to get this stuff if you can, but I don't know where you can get it. And you might be able to get some Tyvek F suits or something like that, but I haven't seen a lot of that stuff being advertised, and it might be that you're going to have to tell them that you have to mitigate something or other at a construction site to get the inside deal to buy one. I have no idea, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you this. You can look up shelters, basement shelters, whatever, and how to build them. You know, Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Cresson Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Kearney. How to Survive Nuclear War. Do that in a search engine. You're going to get several different places. Try to find one that has the updated version. The updated version, I think it's like from 1987. The updated version PDF that you can then go to the link and get it, and then you can print it off or you can download it. But now the download problem is if the EMP happens to hit tonight, all right, or tomorrow morning or something like that, and it takes out the entire power grid, it might just take out your electronics, your computer, also is sitting as well in your thing and your cell phone. Now, isn't that something? What are people going to do in this country when the cell phones are down and they're down permanently? What are you going to do? I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting because there's going to be total withdrawal. And I don't use a 5G cell phone or flip, because I keep a flip phone. Because when I use a cell phone, I just want to talk to somebody. I don't text, because texting, you see, is easier for them to intercept, just print right out and it goes right in. But if it's a voice call, at least they have to do their job, the no such arses or the red shiny ding-dongs or whoever's listening in to you, the fiddle with boys or the E-I-E-I-O or whoever it is, okay? They at least have to listen to you, and somebody's got to listen to see if there's anything there, and then transcribe it, okay, or copy it or transcribe it, and then send it. If they don't transcribe it and send it up the line to the headquarters, the big boys who decide whether you live or die, you see? Well, they don't do that. Well, they can't read it. It takes too long for them to listen to you on the air, all right? So you're better off to talk on the phone rather than text on the phone, you see? You're better off to talk live and go outside, even in the line of sight, all right? Even in the line of sight of the satellites up there that can look at you and vacuum up your entire conversation and your whole bit, do facial recognition. You're better off to go out there and talk than you are to text or to do that or the emails or whatever, all right? And who gives a rat, you know what? Because I'm going to tell you what, if you are a true American patriot, if you believe in your first, second, third, fourth, you know, the 10 Bill of Rights amendments, you see, if you believe in those in the Constitution, then you are not fearing it, particularly if you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior. If you know where you're going to go, if you were to lose your life or someone was to shoot you or to blow you up or whatever it is they're going to do to you or try to do to you, then let me tell you what. You know where you're going to go. You're going to go to heaven. You're going to be and have everlasting life with the Lord Jesus. Then it takes away some of that fear and of that trepidation because you know, just like you know your address or your kid's name or whatever it is, you know that if something was to happen to you, that the Lord Jesus is going to welcome you in his arms in heaven. All right? And that is power. That is strength. That's why the devil does not want you involved with prayer. Okay? That's why they do not want you, and they try to make it a big joke, don't they? You know? And even the big churches make it a big joke and all of that. Oh, don't worry about those conspiracy nuts. They just read Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Revelations. Those people just need to stick with the regular part of the Bible that we focus on, the narrow part, you know. And then we'll start the choir dancing and all that stuff and make church fun and wear your best clothes and be one of 10,000 in the pews, you see. Well, let me tell you what, the gate's a lot straighter, I believe. And I'm going to tell you, you repent of your sins, you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And Lord Jesus will tell you in John 14, if you ask anything in a prayer in his name, he will try to do it, but he wants you to keep his commandments. Well, the commandment is not thou shalt not kill. The commandment is thou shalt not murder, all right? But if you're going to defend your family from somebody coming through the front door to take all your food, to take your children away, to put you in the ground, and put you on the truck to take you to the, well, you're one of them that are Christians. You deny the devil, all right? No, we don't deny the devil. We're just going to smack him right on the shins or hit him right on the nose with a little ass trigger. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get woken up here. And I don't mean woke. I mean wake up, all right? That's what people used to say there. Wake up. It's time. Remember that in the 80s and 90s? We were trying to wake people up. Nobody listened, but I'll tell you what, a few have listened. I've been on this radio 17 years thanks to Brother Steve Quayle. And the Lord told him, Steve was in the shower, and he prays to the Lord when he's taking the shower because it's a private spot, you know. And the Lord told him to put me on the air as a guest and to try it out. Well, here we are, going on 18 years almost later, 17 plus. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do. On my behalf, you have sustained me, and you've brought good people to be in this audience. You've got fantastic people, many of whom have prepared. Some are so prepared that they're saying, well, Hawk, what's going to happen? When's it going to happen? I'm kind of mad because it hadn't happened yet. Well, I didn't tell you. I knew the exact time. All right. But I just told you what Matthew 25 basically is the answer to Matthew 24 or to Luke 21 or the parts of Revelation. You're going to need to be able to feed yourself, to have water. If you have somebody that breaks an ankle or a leg or strains a knee or whatever, don't you think you better have an ACE bandage, you know, or a splint, you know? Or don't you think your fish might need some fish antibiotics? Oh, they're made by the same company. Oh, they even have the same colors, numbers, and everything of that company who makes antibiotics for humans. Well, that could very well be. Your fish may need that. Well, you better see if you can get it. I will say this, too. Ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. It's just the most incredible experience when you see him or you know him or you meet him. You want to know that? You want to meet him? Read John 14. You want Lord Jesus to manifest himself to you? I'm not going to read it to you right here tonight again. Read John 14 for emphasis. Why don't you tell your family that? And people say, well, I don't believe in any of that stuff. Well, you read them that and you tell them, well, hey, do this and see if it doesn't happen. See if you're sincere and see if he does not manifest himself to you. But then you might say, oh, no, I can't believe it. He did. Now what am I going to do? Well, you better welcome him because I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And he is the one that everybody is going to have to bow their knee to eventually in the end of time. Or they're just going to go to hell, all right? They're going to burn in that plasma fire with old Lucy forever. And old Lucy will say, oh, yeah, welcome on down. You know, I've been on your planet, and I try to help as many of you come on down here to keep me coming. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the air? I hope you do. Anything's most needed or wanted. I'll just get this in because I'm going to go and I'm going to talk about a few other things here. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve note, bit of silver, bit of gold, a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. You can send me a card or a letter there, too. That's just fine. And then email, it's radiohawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Usually after I give that out, it's why I don't give it out. I get all kind of things in Chinese writing after I do it. They wanted me to clickbait onto them and all that stuff. And if you're going to send me any kind of a link, tell me what's in the link. Just don't say you got to see this because I usually won't click on it, all right? Because I'm going to tell you what, we're already having a lot of trouble with the Google Maps today. We've been hearing about through the grapevine from different people, listeners, different listeners, okay? And they are telling me that there's all kind of problems in the Mediterranean and in Finland with the GPS system. And you see, people, they can use, originally, they could block it with a scalar interferometer to block the satellites. They can also hack a satellite or go direct up to it, block signals, you know. They could block the uplink signals from various areas, knowing where they're at, and interfere with that so they can't even go up to the satellite. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that things are starting to be ramped up, and old Biden talked to Xi. Oh, man. He can't put anything out about it, about the call and what they talked about, but Xi put a lot out about it. And then they ask old the redheaded Biden, the red witch, Saki, Hacky Saki, and they ask her, well, how come they put stuff out and you can't? Well, it's not for us to put anything out. It's for the Chinese to determine how they wish to look in the history books. Well, they write their own history books. And I will say this. You don't realize how many mortgages in this country, Canada, and various places are owned by red Chinese banks, all right, or holding companies. They bought a lot of the mortgages on businesses. They bought up a lot of New York, L.A., all kind of places. They've had people in all of the Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, had attorneys with briefcases full of cash and stuff buying up leases. And if they don't do it, they send in the regular guys who try to look to re-up a lease on an oil lease or something where they give you a few hundred bucks a year to have the rights to drill on your farm or your ranch or whatever just in case, because it looks like it might be something. That don't mean they do drill on it, but it means they could, and they give you, you know, a few hundred bucks or whatever to rights to that lease. And then it's something later if you were to hit, you know, and do all of that. Well, those people are being employed by the attorneys and stuff to go out and buy it all up. So the red Chinese are going to get from the Russians, a lot of oil. And the Russians will allow them to pay for it in yuan or in gold or whatever else, okay? The Saudis, and by the red Chinese into Saudi Arabia, they're going to trade with them in yuan. Well, we had it all set up to where the only oil could be sold or any kind of oil product were sold in dollars. That kept the U.S. dollar strong. Now the dollar is going to get nailed and destroyed, all right? And what you think you can buy now with the inflation and what have you, wait until your dollar keeps falling in value and value and value to where it's like the ruble, all right? To where it's like the ruble, okay? And like Gerald Celeni says, you know, people lose everything, they start to lose it. Well, Putin's starting to lose everything. And yet, what did he do? He went out and put about 50,000 people in a sports stadium and started doing like Trump used to do. He was channeling Trump, apparently. Not that they're really in collusion, they're not. But I'm just saying is that what Trump did worked. So Putin did it, and he lies to the people, and he's got him a real nice thing. No independent media. And everybody on TV is saying, well, Putin's lost this thing. He's lost it. Well, let me tell you what. He may have lost it, but he could then loose hypersonic missiles. Well, I was told by a hot top of the bop-bop of a big banker, type vice president banker, well, the Russians, I said, that, you know, we ought to go in and get them. I said, no. So we shouldn't go in to really get them necessarily because the Russians have hypersonic missiles and the Chinese do. They can hit anywhere, you know, on the planet in about 2 minutes or less. Well, he said, I read that the Chinese, the Russians, that none of their stuff works. I said, no, that was our stuff doesn't work. That's what you read. Well, no, you're just you're one of them conspiracy nuts. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Well, here is from USNI News, okay? USNI News, article by John Grady, February 24th, 2021. Well, this is 2022, okay? But this was last year. The article is called Heightened U.S. Not in Very Good Position Due to Chinese and Russian Missiles, okay? And China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran's continued investment in modernizing cruise, ballistic, and hypersonic missiles has left the United States not in a very good position, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs said Tuesday. Air Force General John Hyten, speaking in a Center for Strategic International Studies online forum, said we need to have a strategic deterrence review that examines our strategic capabilities as an integrated whole to address the threats posed by these four nations. Well, you didn't do it last year, did you? Now you're right up against it, right? And we don't have an integrated sensor architecture for hypersonic missile defense. But the common threat for all missile defense system is, can I see the threat? Can I see the threat coming at me? He said, and heightened and added that the big piece is not shooters, in other words, something to shoot at the things, but sensors. However, he said, we just love to talk about the interceptors. We don't talk about the sensors. So they don't know when anything's coming. They don't have a good system. They don't have an integrated iron dome over the United States, or a steel dome, or a platinum dome, or whatever, gold dome. They don't have any dome over the U.S., all right? And it's no longer the MAD, you see. Hyten said the next generation interceptor. During the forum, Hyten often returned to the need for integrated sensors in all domains, command and control, and the development of appropriate defeat technology, including the next generation interceptor. Hyten said the work on the next generation interceptor is necessary to defend the United States homeland from ballistic missile attacks from North Korea. Teams from Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Boeing are working on design and development proposals for the $1.2 billion program. Well, Rich China Joe put the money in the ho-ho, but he probably told him, oh, you don't have to worry about this anymore, because I'm buddies up with old Xi, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep doo-doo. We're in deep trouble on this stuff. Now, there is stuff that's up there. One of the things that gave them confidence is because they've spent a lot of money about being able to put, if somebody takes out one of our satellites, they spent a lot of money in being able to put in what you call a smaller style satellite, like 20 to 50 pound satellite, or a group of nano satellites, which are real small, but to throw a whole bunch of them out, and they had proposed in their DARPA world and the Pentagram world and all that, no such world, they felt confident that they could deploy from space, you see, some of these satellites within an hour to 2 hours. So then that would have no problem with the thing. Well, it would have a problem if you got a hypersonic cruise missile that is orbiting the planet and can drop down in less than a minute and a half or 2 minutes, strike any target on the planet with, megatons in terms of a weapon, all right? But then, again, you don't even have to do that if you just let in Red Chinese, Russian, Iranian, this, that, and the other one in through the southern border of the United States and through the northern border. Some of them can come right on in through when Trump was making sure the border was tight as a tick, all right? They used to go, and they would go, and they would go on up into Canada from Mexico or Central America, go to Canada and then just come back down through Canada. Walk across the border out in the country somewhere, you know? In Saskatchewan or Alberta or something, you know, or British Columbia. Just walk through the Montanas, walk through the mountains. But the trick is that you've got already, what now? What do we see here going? We got wildfires in West Texas. Well, isn't it interesting that a few days ago, they out of Albuquerque area, I talked about it last night, they put up one of the loony balloons. Well, does that loony balloon maybe have a certain type of a frequency on it that could, like, beam down to a dry patch of mesquite or cacti, you know? You think they might have something like that to hit a grassland with, or maybe they just are able to spy one of the best places to do it and then have a satellite or scalar interferometer. Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, interferometer, or Tesla howitzer, or atmospheric heater, or whatever you want to call it. Russians have them. The United States, Brother Quail, found out that we either owned outright or were partners or controlled 72 of these scalar interferometers around the planet. I talked to you back from the days of the Obama, the Abomination of Desolation Administration, about how they had brought in, you remember I told you they brought in, they had the French, the British, academics, and the scientists and all that stuff participating with the HAARP, High Altitude Aurora Research Project, Gakona, Alaska. Well, we also had 71 others that we were playing around with, but we also at that time during the Abomination of Desolation Administration happened to bring in some Russian military scientists in the assistance, and they were all discussing about what kind of targets could be used. And then at that same time, you recall that in that administration, in the Dayton, Ohio area, not too far from Wright Pity Pat, where they have the National Cyber Intelligence Attack Prevention No Hacking Administration, right? Whatever, they have the big thing there. And then they chose to put on as a partner Beijing University to help prevent hack attacks and internet interference and cyber attacks through the web and all of that. And they had then a little nice little local you know, branch of Beijing University, probably still there. And then after that was done, that's when all that stuff I told you happened. They went after and got all of the U.S. government employee records, including all the military intelligence, all the things that don't exist, the agencies, the ultra-black, all their names, addresses, phone numbers, facial recognition, pictures, blood types, you know, the whole nine yards, medical records, you know, mission records, when you went in over there and swam up under that son of a buck and, you know, put something underneath the ship in Haiphong Harbor, you know? And then they got spotted and you couldn't get out, and then they had to send in a bunch of crazy guys after midnight on a spy ship who they had taken those men and actually made sure that fear was removed from them. And then sent them into Haiphong Harbor. They were the only ones that would go. And they picked up some Navy SEALs, you see, that were swimming around under docks and under other ships and hiding down there, treading water like they always do. And they're good at it. And they picked them up. And that, basically, that was right under the noses of the North Vietnamese and the Charlie as well. So, you know what? All of that information, all the stuff that was done in Iraq or Iran or this one, or the stuff done in the old days somewhere or in the new days, or you went back through time or whatever it is you did, all of that's in the hand of the Red Chinese, courtesy of the Abomination of Desolation, and courtesy of the big guy whose son received $1.45 billion. Don't you know that a large portion would go to Red China Joe, you see? So therefore, let's get back to these warehouses and food warehouses and fertilizer plants in Winston-Salem. You know, refineries in, what was it, Garrity, Louisiana, or somewhere in Louisiana. All right. I believe maybe Garrity Plant or something like that they called it. I don't know. And all of the things that I've helped cover over the years, including what, about a month ago, I told you about that there was some kind of an attack on a pipeline pumping station outside of Houston that then scrambled the allegedly scrambled the FEMA SWAT crew out of Denton, Texas, but which then when those communications were reported, all those communications were scrubbed and the people that were reported were allegedly threatened by the U.S. government. And then when it was told to, and questions started being asked by the Texas Railroad Commission, who is in charge of pipelines and oil fields and all that kind of stuff, and railroads and what have you, they were told by the U.S. government, the feds, that they were not even allowed to inspect that pipeline station and that there would be no inspection of it. That was at the same time one popped off up there in British Columbia. All right? Well, so now who's doing all of that? Well, you remember when the Red Chinese consulate there in Houston was sending the little teams out all the time, and how many chemical plants and recycling centers and, you know, lumber yards and this thing, and how many train derails all around the country and all the different stuff, you see. The Red Terror is now come upon us. We had the gray terror and still some gray, but now it's becoming pink to red, you see, because the author of it is Lucifer the Lightbringer and his minions, who then give orders to the people in high places in governments, intelligence agencies, and the military, including the U.S. military. And for all you military guys out there, all you old spooks and stuff, it ain't the same spook shop and it ain't the same military that you might have been accustomed to. It's the bad kind that you were accustomed to somewhat, but you knew that it was all, for the most part, everybody was on the up and up. Well, maybe in the enlisted class and the good line officers, but certainly not in the executive types or the suits, you know. They got the pink jackstraps, and they're down in Antarctica with Lucy and his fallen angels doing stuff half the time, probably, all right? Or in the tunnels. And it sounds like a fantasy or a this or that or the other, but let me tell you something. I just read to you that Air Force General Hyten, which falls in the face of what a big-time banker told me recently when I was out of something, and by golly, and you're just full of it, you don't know nothing. It's those people that don't have the stuff. We're the ones that are all the good stuff. Maybe in the breakaway, small portions, the breakaway civilization, but that is not necessarily a good guy group. The MMV is a good guy group, but the other people that have some of the toys and the good stuff are the black magicians, okay? They're not the magi. That all separated out there sometime in the 80s, okay? Adonde, adonde. But anyway, Brother Quayle said the other night on one of his... the other day in one of his briefings or whatever, he said, I was given an opportunity to go off planet with the MMV, you know, with the ultra black, the good guys, and Hawk was too, and a few other people. And he was talking about somebody, I don't need to say her name, but she was in Montana. She's a good woman, Romy from the old days. And then Greg Evenson was also offered a ticket to ride. Okay? And so, yes, that is true. And then that same group, I received and somebody else received a commendation from them in writing, thanking us for warning them about what was going to be an upcoming ambush that was heard about over the HF comms, somebody talking about we're going to be hiding here and wait till they come on in. Well, that was about over a nuclear weapon down in the Houston Ship Channel. And we warned them that the certain types of the New World Order types had teams of certain military there. And they went on in. They found out that to be true, but they weren't ambushed. They went in and had a firefight, grabbed that nuclear weapon away from the bad guys, who might have had some knowledge of, who was it, Dark Dove, Hunter Cheney, you know. Might have been in the background on some of that stuff, you see. But they were going to blow stuff back in this country. Down in South Tejas, going to blow refineries and different plants. Maybe like the BP plant or something like that. Well, that was stopped. So anyway, yeah, Brother Quayle's correct. Brother Quayle had an opportunity to go. One ticket to ride. I had one ticket to ride. I believe Romy did, and also Greg Evenson. And I remember Greg telling me, he asked him if he could take his 45. They said, no, you can't take it. He said, well, then I ain't coming. He said, how am I going to shoot these suckers? And I didn't go because it was one ticket. Couldn't take family. So don't you go into there, Luciferian, knifed out of pie. You stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Go out and get more food, more water purification, more water storage, ammunition, and get new quality NBC gear or Seaburn gear if you possibly can. Mighty men and women of outer, use your high technology. You know the players, you know all of them, and strike blows against the Lucys. And those who hate the Lord Jesus, do it tonight. Give them something to worry about. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey LaPua, Mickey, squeeze at your East End Optics, baby. You don't want to have to cut them up and slice them and dice them like Bruce Lee would have, although you could. Road and Track, Little Al. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. He loves you. Keep up your Muay Thai. Keep up your studies. Science, math, ability to read. Use the language, biology, all of the subjects. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. You be careful over the weekend and keep an eye on the sky.